This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Student loan debtors holding graduate degrees tend to handle higher debt because they can earn more. Over the past 50 years, workers with graduate degrees have enjoyed the largest gains of any educational group, with their inflation-adjusted earnings nearly doubling since 1964. Department of Education estimates that 7% of graduate borrowers default, but this default rate is far lower than the 22% for those who borrow only for their undergraduate studies. Frozen food is in trouble. According to data from Nielsen, sales of frozen food in the U.S. have bumped along, growing at a rate of less than 1% on average over the last 4 years. On a unit basis, sales have declined 2%. According to a 2014 report from Jefferies, an investment bank, established companies have lost more than 5% of their share of revenue generated by frozen entrees, while smaller and private label brands increased their share. A review of decisions by SEC administrative law judge found that decisions where at least one of the defendants was represented by counsel, the agency, and received everything it asked for only 70% of the time. That is not too different from the rule of thumb rate for victories by any federal agency in a federal court. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron said businesses face fines of up to $30,000 a year, while bosses could be barred from acting as company directors for up to 15 years if they did not ensure the wage increase was passed on. The new minimum wage in the UK goes up in April of 2016. Tens of thousands have demonstrated in Malaysia to protest the government of the Prime Minister who has been accused of corruption involving millions of dollars. The demonstrations in Kuala Lumpur had been declared illegal, and the government went so far as to ban yellow clothing worn by protesters, but the march went on. Pope Francis has announced that priests can absolve the so-called sin of abortion during the upcoming extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy, widening a common Catholic practice beginning this December. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.